Welcome to episode 342 of the Tent and Thrive podcast, brought to you by Tent and Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to explore stories, lessons, and key passages of scripture about women in the Bible. We're going to identify important women and look for answers to challenging questions. Today, we kick off our study by considering the life of the first woman in the Bible, Eve.
Today's top 10 list.
10 notes about the life of Eve.
Number 1.
The name Eve comes from the Hebrew word shava, which means the living or life. She was called Eve because she was the mother of all the living. God created her after allowing Adam to see that he did not have among the animals a suitable companion. That is, there was no other creature like himself. So God created Eve as Adam's counterpart. Genesis 2 verses 18 to 22. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man.
Number 2.
Eve was made in God's image, just as Adam was. Genesis 1 verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female created them. Both of the first humans, man and woman, were formed by the hand of God.
Number 3.
1 Timothy 2 verse 13. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. Eve was the second human being God created, and her origin is unique in the history of humankind. She wasn't formed from the dust of the ground, as Adam was, but she wasn't born either, as every other human being was. Eve was created from a rib that God had removed from Adam.
Number 4.
Many commentators over the centuries have highlighted the fact that Eve was created from Adam's side, not his head or feet. One 18th century biblical scholar put it this way: Eve was not made out of his head to rule over him, nor out of his feet to be trampled upon by him, but out of his side to be equal with him, under his arm to be protected, and near his heart to be beloved. One biblical commentary says this: man and woman were made for each other, not that God left them half made and incomplete. He created them to be a communion of persons in which each can be helpmate to the other, for they're equal as persons, bone of my bones, and complementary as masculine and feminine.
Number 5.
With Adam, Eve lived naked and unashamed in the Garden of Eden until the day the serpent tempted her. Adam and Eve were allowed to eat from every tree in the garden except one. They were forbidden to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The devil, in the guise of a serpent, tempted Eve to eat the forbidden fruit, and she did. Adam did too. According to Genesis 3 verse 7, their eyes were opened and they realized that they were naked, so they covered themselves with fig leaves. Both Psalm 104 verse 2 and Matthew 17 verse 2 suggest that light can be a garment for the righteous. It may be that Adam and Eve were previously clothed in God's glorious light, and the immediate loss of this covering of light left them feeling exposed and naked. The way they saw themselves changed, but also the way they saw the entire world was now different. After the fall, everything looked worse.
Number 6.
Death came to the whole human race as a result of what Eve was tricked by the serpent into doing, and Adam's subsequent choice to sin. Two specific curses were given to Eve and all her daughters. First, God multiplied Eve's pain in childbearing. Second, God pronounced that the relationship between man and woman would be characterized by conflict. These two curses have been proved true in every woman's life throughout history. No matter how many medical advances we achieve, childbearing is always a painful and stressful experience for a woman. And no matter how advanced and progressive society becomes, the relationship between men and women remains a power struggle, a battle of the sexes, full of strife. Yet even in this tragic introduction of death and hardship to the world, there is light. Childbearing will bring much pain, but the curse does not remove from us the joy of our children. There is pain, but there is also still much beauty and hope. While tension has been introduced to the relationship between man and woman, love has not been removed. Even in the curse, God gave us great hope for his undoing of it. God made us enemies of the serpent forever, but not enemies of each other. And even in that awful moment, he began his great plan to restore us to himself.
Number 7.
Eve gave birth to three sons who were named in Scripture, Cain, Abel, and Seth, as well as other children who aren't named. Her second son, Abel, was murdered by her firstborn, Cain. Genesis 4, verse 25 records that when she had another son, Seth, she took solace in him after Abel's death. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and called his name Seth. For she said, God has appointed for me another offspring instead of Abel, for Cain killed him.
Number 8.
Eve was the subject of the first poem credited to humanity. You can read it in Genesis 2, verse 23. Adam was the first poet. Then the man said, this at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of me.
Number 9.
Eve is the mother of the entire human race. Every maternal family tree begins with her. And every person who ever lived is connected through her. She's also the ultimate pioneer, the first woman, the first wife, the first mother to lose a child, the first grandmother, and so on.
Number 10.
Eve was one of only three people who knew what it was like to be sinless and to enjoy pure fellowship with God. She was one of only two people to experience paradise. In the Garden of Eden, she lived in harmony with the rest of creation, experiencing the world as God created it before the curse of sin wreaked its havoc. She got a taste of perfection. An important takeaway from Eve's story is that we ought not to be defined by our failures. Eve experienced the dire consequences of being deceived and disobeying. Her world changed overnight. Her work, which had once brought her joy and fulfillment, became difficult and oppressive. She experienced the pains of childbirth, yet she persevered. She raised a family, and with Adam, she built a new life outside of Eden. Father, thank you for the lessons we learn from the life of Eve. Lessons about the consequences of our disobedience, lessons about your love, grace, and mercy, lessons about resilience and redemption. May we apply these lessons to our spiritual benefit. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.